Let's give the Lord praise in the house. Come on, let's worship the Lord this afternoon. Come on, lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice today. God, we love you. God, we need you today, Lord. Come on, somebody lift your voice right now. Come on, lift your voice right now in the house. I feel the Holy Ghost here today. I feel deliverance in the atmosphere. I feel joy in the atmosphere here today. I feel hope in the atmosphere here in the house today. God, we love you. God, we need you today, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody shout in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Amen, 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 amen. I love what I feel in the house of the Lord today. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house. If you don't feel Jesus in this house, amen, we need to pray you through. Amen. I feel Jesus in this house. And when Jesus shows up, anything is possible. Amen. You can be delivered here today in the house of the Lord. Amen. Chains fall off at the mention of his name. You can worship God in this house, and God will take care of things in your house. Come on, somebody. Have I got a believer in the house? That if I worship God in this house, that he'll take care of the turmoil that awaits me at that house. He'll take care of my kids who are backslidden. Amen. God will take care of my finances. If I worship him in his house, he'll turn things around. If I worship him in this house, come on, somebody, help me preach. If we'll worship him in this house, we'll see blinded eyes open. If we worship him in this house, amen, we'll see tumors fall off. If we worship him in this house. God is able. Amen. Amen. Have I got a witness in the house? Amen. God is able. Amen. When you were down to nothing, God was up to something. Amen. I want you to know, amen, you may be in this building down to nothing, but I've come to let you know that in your down to nothing, God is still up to something. Amen. The problem is this, is we have to see it to believe it. But the prophet said, Lord, if you can just remove the scales from his eyes so that he can see they that before us. Come on, somebody. You're not fighting your battle by yourself. You're not fighting the situation by yourself. Amen. God is for you. And if God be for you, I don't care what it is. I don't care what people may say. I could care less what the doctors have said. If God be for you, come on, somebody. I feel that if God be for us today, I feel the Holy Ghost. I've come to preach to somebody today. It's time for you to walk out of your situation. It's time to walk out of your mess. It's time to walk out of your dilemma. Because victory is coming to your doorstep. But you just can't sit there and go through the motions. God is here. I want to give my text, but I feel like the Holy Ghost has shown up to let somebody know that this means war. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We come to declare war on hell. We come to declare war, amen, on every seducing spirit. We come to... got some believers in the house. I've come all the way to preach you today. I don't need everybody. If I can just get one somebody to tap into what God is doing, I've got to have a witness in the house who believes he's a miracle worker. He's a chain breaker. He's a way maker. Throw your hands in the air in the house. Shout out behind you. I feel as though the heavens have opened up. I feel as though the heavens have opened up and you've served notice on hell that we're sick and tired of just going through the motions, and one day we're up and one day we're down. Come to prophesy to somebody that if you'll ever get your mind right, you will see the blessings of God come to your life. It's time for you to lay hands on your head and say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. It's time you get a made up mind. I'm going to serve God in the good times. I'm going to serve him in the bad times. Shout out behind you. Make up your mind, ma'am. Make up in your mind, sir. Hell's not going to take me out. The devil's not going to destroy me. I'm not going to stand the ashes. I'm not going to stand this to them. There's a turnaround coming my way. There's a breakthrough coming your way. There's a miracle right around the corner. But you got to get your mind connected to what God is trying to do. God has greater for you. God has more for you. God's got blessings with your name on it. He's got a miracle right in the middle of your mess. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, we bind every devil, loose her, devil, and let her go. Touch her mind right now. The struggle is over. The struggle is over today. The struggle is over. Come on, sis, the struggle is over. We bind that fear. I bind devil, you a liar. You got to go right now. Shut up, okay. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I've come to fight every devil. I've come to fight every spirit of hell. Let me tell you what's going on. There is a war that's going on. This war is not black against white. This war is not terrorism. This is not an economic war. This is a war that you can't see with a natural eye. There is a spiritual war that's going on. And I want you to know, friend, hear me. Hear me. The devil is not playing games. And he's not taking no punches. He's not just attacking your homes, but he's attacking your minds like never before. He's creeping his way into your homes. These seducing spirits trying to get you to the place where you don't even believe in God. Get you to the place of spiritual suicide. And I'm afraid that some of us today are right in that position. It is real. I don't know what God's going to do. I really don't know. But I feel that God is, you see, there's a spiritual shift. This is much bigger than the White House, friend. And if we're not careful, we'll see things in our natural eyes. And we'll forget that we're fighting an enemy that we can't even see. And I'm looking at people who you've got all kinds of potential, sis. All kinds of potential, preacher. And what the devil's trying to do is he's trying to steal that potential before that potential is even birthed. That's why when you begin to read the Bible tells us that the enemy won't destroy the firstborn before the child was even born. He wants to take the child out, because if he can take the child out, the child will never get to the place where we're really fully developed to understand its potential. That's why hell is trying to take some of you out. Because you've got potential on the inside. But I've come to preach a word to you today. I've come to pull out that potential. I've come to stir up that anointing in the house. I've come to let you, we're sick and tired of going through the motions. We're not lazy apostolic, friend. We've been birthed in the fire. I've come to stir up some people today and let you know that if you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then you've got to move what Jesus is moving, and you gotta act like Jesus is acting, and you gotta lay aside every fear and lay aside false doctrine, because you gotta be aligned and rooted in the Word of God. That's why the writer said you gotta stir up the gift, because a one-time experience won't get the job done. Can I just tell you that we're not lazy apostolics? How many know that working together gets the job done? Come on, Nehemiah, build a wall. But the enemy said, look at it. If they build that wall, a fox can go up that wall and the wall. He's trying to disrupt the plan of God for that moment. But I'm so glad the Bible says, amen, that the people had a mind to work. Have I got some people who just want to work? Oh, I get it. It's okay. I get it. We like that part where it says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost shall come upon us. We love that part. We can shout, man. But when he says, and ye shall be a witness. Now it gets difficult, because if he gave you something, it's not intended for you to keep it to yourself. How are they going to know about Jesus except you? The problem is we tell them everything that they don't need to hear, and we conceal those things that they need to hear. We can tell them about the man in the moon. We can talk about the TV show. We can talk about our job. We can talk about finances. But when it comes to talking about Jesus, when it comes to telling the lost about the goodness of God, we forget about I come to preach you, friend. I don't believe it's the will of God for this church to be empty. But let me tell you what the will of God is. For you to break ground right next door on a new sanctuary to house those who are hurting, to house those who are lost. And how are we going to win them except we go out into the highways and the byways and compel them that the house may be filled. But the weak cannot win the weak. We've got to be spiritually strong. We've got to be spiritually sound minded. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. What is God speaking in this last day? Hear me. If you don't want it, God will give it to somebody else. Because God is not playing games. Friend, listen, God is getting ready to split the skies, step into glory, and take his church home. If you don't want the blessings of God, if you don't want the promises of God, if you don't want to stand over into the land that flows with milk and honey, if all you want to do is murmur and complain and wish I was back in Egypt, amen, that's okay, that's your business. But I do realize that you've got potential, ma'am, that's been birthed on the inside of you that hell's trying to hinder. You've got potential, ma'am, on the inside of you that God's trying to pull out, that hell's trying to hinder. You've got potential, ma'am, on the inside of you that hell's trying to hinder. And he's not concerned about your praise, because you can praise God at any time. He's not concerned about your worship, because you can worship God at any time. But what he's concerned about, and what the enemy is trying to get a hold of, is he's trying to get a hold of your mind. You could come to church and you could pay tithes. But if he can get to that mind, you could worship and dance if he can get to that mind. Because if he can get to your mind, it'll get to your heart. That's why you got to stop it before it gets here. Because if it ever gets to your heart, then your actions will speak louder than your words. And you've allowed a devil to come in. You've allowed those spirits to come in. And they'll begin to attack. And they might not attack you at one time, Sister Gloria. But they'll get to the husband. And they'll get to the kids. But if you can stop that spirit before it ever gets to the doorstep, you can say, if God be for me, who can be against me? Every now and then you've got a pot of blood to your doorpost. So when a death angel passes by, and when he sees the blood of the Lamb, the Bible says that he has to pass by. What we need to happen today is some moms and dads to go home and apply the blood to your doorpost. Is that I forbid those spirits to come into my house? It all starts with the mind. You just can't just go through a spiritual high one day. All of a sudden you go through a spiritual low. You got to learn to appreciate the low times. Because if you can appreciate the low times, God will elevate you. Can we say amen? For the Holy Ghost, man. I'm trying to read a text. But the Holy Ghost is starting to just... says, stop, it's okay. Hear me. If we're ever going to see your potential, the first step is you have to lay some things down. Are you willing to give up what you got a hold of that does not benefit your spiritual life to see the blessings of God? Hear me. I had to let some friends go. To lay down some things in order to see the blessings of God. I didn't understand it right there because I could only see things through the natural, how important it was. But when I begin to see things in the spirit, when I begin to see things more clearly now, realizing that God has my best interest in his hand, it was easy for me to lay some things down. The question this morning is, are you willing to lay it down to see the blessings of God upon your life? Come on, throw your hands in the air. Shout out, Bohoye. Come on. We're pulling down some strongholds. Those things that have got you, got a hold of you, we're starting to pull those things down right now in Jesus' name. Somebody pull down depression, pull down suicidal thoughts, pull down those voices, outside voices, pull down doubt, pull down fear, pull down pride. Come on, submit yourself to the will of God. Amen. Pull it down. It's not worth the spiritual life. Lay it down. Come on, pull some things down in the spirit. Come on, that's it. Pull it down. Come on, pull it down. Come on. talking about your soul today. We're preaching about a spiritual warfare. Hell's not playing no games. He's trying to destroy your potential and your purpose. Come on, that's it. Come on. Come on, don't you stop right there. Keep on pressing. Keep on climbing. Keep on moving. Shout out, Bahoye, in the name of Jesus. Heal, God. Mend a broken heart, God, right now. Come on, mom. Come on, dad. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the spirit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, come on, come on. You've been praying for revival. You've been praying for miracles and signs and wonders. Hear me. But there is a hindrance in the camp. Trying to disrupt the flow of the Holy Ghost. Trying to disrupt the movement of God. Hear me. In this building today, I feel the Holy Ghost so strong. God has come to rock where you are, man. He's come to rot where you are, sir. God knows the minds. He knows the intent of the heart. You've been praying for some specific things. God, I need direction. God, I need to be touched. I want to be healed. You've been praying for some specific things. But what God is looking for, he's looking for some great faith. See, you have to speak those things as if they were. What happens sometimes is we speak negativity in the air. And hell takes notice. He takes notes of what you just spoke in the atmosphere. And once the devil takes notice of what you just spoke in the atmosphere, then it's when the onslaught takes place. Oh, he may not come at one time. He may not come and bombard, but he'll slowly but surely. Because see, you've opened up the door by speaking that in the atmosphere. And what it does is creates an atmosphere where God cannot move. Because you're not in one mind and one accord. That upper room, man, they were one in one mind and one accord. They were speaking, God's coming. Something's going to happen. They were speaking and they waited and they prayed. And all of a sudden, after waiting for so long, the Holy Ghost showed up. Because they were speaking the things of God in the atmosphere. I wonder what would happen this morning. Not just me, not just the pastor, the pastor's wife. I don't know what you have neither, but I do know this. That you've been praying some specific prayers. And the devil says God doesn't hear your prayers. And because you've listened to that voice, it has drove you to a place of doubt. It's drove you to a place where you are now comfortable, where you are content with just having a Sunday morning shout, and you'll go home Sunday afternoon and you'll find yourself back in that same old routine. Got you to a place where you praise God one time and then it's just an emotional roller coaster that we're going through. He's got your emotions all messed up because now you're asking yourself, spiritually, am I committed like I used to be? Am I committed like I should be? It's all a spiritual warfare. And if you're not careful, friend, you will fall a trap to what hell is trying to do. Hinder a move of God. Hinder revival for this local assembly. In every person in this building who has repented of your sins, baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, you've got potential. There is potential in you. And if the devil can stop that potential before it's even birth, he's got you exactly where he wants you. I don't believe, sister, you sung your best yet. My God, she can play, can't she? But God has greater and God has more. But hear me, it's the devil's job, it's his agenda to stop the process before it's ever born. If he can get you to come here and sit down and relax, he's already stopped the process. And we'll come here like God owes us everything. But God doesn't owe you your next heartbeat. But if you can ever look at things in the supernatural, realize there's something inside of me. Greater is he that's in me. I think sometimes we don't realize how much Holy Ghost we've got. We've got power to tread on every serpent. You've got power to lay hands on the sick and they've got to recover. You've got power in the Holy Ghost. How many got the Holy Ghost today? You've got power and hell can't take that power away. How many got the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues? See, be honest with yourself. Because if you got the Holy Ghost, you've got power. It's not Jesus walk on the outside, but Jesus living on the inside. Oh, what a change in my life. If you got the baptism of the Holy, I've come to preach to you today. Amen. We're not going to sit on the sidelines no more. God didn't call you to be cold and stale. He didn't call you to just be a spectator and let everybody else worship God. He didn't call you to sit down and pretend God owes you everything. But what God called you to do is be a worshiper. He called you to be a praiser. He called you to be a witness. He called you to testify about the goodness of God in the land of I've come to preach today that you're no longer spiritual cold, but he said you're gonna be hot or you gotta be cold. You gotta make up your mind. You gotta make up your mind. Either you're all in or either you're all out. You can take that offensive, but you just pray about it. Because hear me, the church is not going back. No. I've come to prophesy right now that this church is no longer going backwards, but we're moving forward. And if you're going to get on board, you better make up your mind today. Mark it down. I've made up my mind. I'm going on with the church. I'm going on with Jesus. I'm going to live here. I'm going to love the church. I'm going to be the church. I want to be here. But you hear me? The moment you make that known, that I understand that I'm not wrestling against flesh and blood, but I'm wrestling against principalities and powers. I'm wrestling against all kinds of devils and seducers. I realize that. But when you speak that in the atmosphere, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. When you speak that in the atmosphere, here is when it gets a little scary, because when we speak in the atmosphere and when the onslaught takes place, we want to denounce, we even know Jesus. I don't want no part of this. I just want to take it easy. But Jesus never told us that serving him was going to be a bed of roses. We want the country club and the nice car and the five houses and the vacations, and we want to just stroll our way over into glory. If that was the case, we would not have need of an adversary. It was just a smooth ride into glory. I'm convinced if it was that so smooth that some of us wouldn't be serving God today. He said, listen here, Lord. The only reason Job is serving you is for the blessings. That's the only reason he served you, because of the blessings. But if you could ever take that hedge off of him, I'm convinced he'll curse you and die. And the Lord said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and remove the hedge. Do anything to him you want to, but you can't kill him. Go ahead. And he said, that's fine. That's all I need. That's all I need permission to do. And all of a sudden it took off. I thought to myself, Lord, listen, look at all the turmoil he's going through, attacking his body. Imagine the emotional stress it took on him. Wiped everything from him. But then when you begin to read, he said, you know what? I realized that I came into this world with nothing. And I realized I can't take it with me. So I'm going to do something that the devil thought I'd never do. And this is where some of us make a big mistake. This is where we let the devil have the upper hand. It's because when we go through turmoils and chaos, amen, we want to sit down and have a pity party. Oh, woe is me in Zion. We want to sit back by the rivers and wallow and hang up our praise and worship. And we'll sit there and wipe our spiritual eyes and have a pity party until God, does God even, he don't even care about us. But hear me. Job said, listen to this. God gave me revelation inside of my tribulation that no matter what I'm going through, that the Lord gave it and the Lord can take it away. So I'm going to praise God right here in the midst of having nothing. I've come to preach to somebody right now who the devil has attacked your mind. All hell has come into your house. What you need to do right now is throw your hands in the air. It's the devil. You can take it from me. You can try to attack it. But one thing you can't do is take away my confidence in God, that he will restore the good thing is able to keep me in this present day. You gotta have a determination in your spirit. Right now in this building, the Holy Ghost is moving. Right now in this building, friend, is where it becomes real. Oh, we want to come here. We want to have a good time. But the problem is this. We don't want to commit. We don't want to submit to our covering. Hear me. Listen, I love my pastor. Because I know that when I'm going through some tough times, he's praying for me. Listen, you better thank God for your covering. Because when you cross over into glory, and I say this all the time, when you cross over into glory, after all the hell, see, because the devil, listen, if he can tear down the ministry, he's convinced that the saints will scatter. But when you cross over into glory, and Jesus says, now, well done, that good and faithful servant, now enter in into the joy. Listen, I don't know how you feel, but I'm going to look back and say, Lord, thank you for my pastor. Because he preached some things, amen, that just got down to my core. He preached some things to me that I probably didn't even agree with. But there was something inside of me that said, you know what, just submit to the man of God. Because he's going to be held accountable for your soul. Every trial that I had to go through, every advice that he gave me, I held on to every advice. And now that I've crossed over into glory, I can look back and say, God, thank you for my pastor. What are you saying, Brother Harper? You better submit this day to your pastor. He may preach some things, amen, that may ruffle your feathers. He may preach you some things that might put a frown on your face. But at the end of the day, friend, he's trying to make sure that when the dust is settled, that you'll be able to step over into glory. I've come to prophesy to let somebody know, stop having a spiritual pity party and get on Jesus' side and be committed and be submitted to the man of God in this present day. Right now in Jesus' name, every hand raised in this building. Come on, let's all stand right now in this place. Come on, let's stand in this place. We're going to cast out some devils. We're going to pull down some strongholds. We're not leaving this building until your mind is made up. We're going to lay some, I don't care if it takes us all night. Friend, we're talking about spiritual warfare. We're talking about hell raging war on your family. And hell is raging war on your mind. And some of us are taking this just a game. But hell's not going to leave you alone until he can destroy your potential. Until he can rob your joy. Until he can seize control of your mind. He's not going to stop messing with you until things come falling down. But I've come to prophesy that in the midst of a spiritual battle, God is going to raise up a warrior. God is going to raise up a warrior. Right now in this building, spiritual warfare is real. But today, the Holy Ghost is calling us to tear down some things. Because God is trying to take us somewhere. In order for God to take us somewhere, we've got to leave some things behind. We can't be focused on what happened yesterday. Or we can't be focused on the hurt, but hear me. God is taking you somewhere. He said, greater works than these shall you do. God is moving you somewhere. There's a transition taking place. And the reason hell is fighting you the way hell is fighting you is because God is getting ready to transition you. He's getting ready to pull out that potential. And there's an anointing on your life. But we get so focused on the attack, we forget about the potential and the purpose and the progress that God has placed on our life. So I'm going to open this altar right now in Jesus' name. Hear me. It all starts with the mind. It all starts with the mind. Church revival is here. It all starts with your mind. You have to have a made up mind, a determination. I'm committed for the long haul. If you're not committed, your actions will speak louder than your words. If you're not in this thing for the long haul, your actions will speak louder than your words. I can't force you to serve God, but this one thing I know. Amen. The reason that we're here is we're under attack, but we still realize that God has us right in the palm of his hand. And at the end of the day, everything's going to be all right. The sickness may come and the storms may rage and the battles may be intense, but no weapon formed against us shall prosper. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God's going to raise up a standard. Come on, somebody, prophesy to the wind. Prophesy, let God move. Come on, lift your voice. We bind an attack from hell right now. Come on, I want you to speak victory in the air. I want you to speak breakthrough right now. In the name of Jesus. There's potential. And the devil's trying to stop that potential that God has birthed in you. But as long as you're here, the devil can't stop the progress and the potential. Come on.
In Jesus' name
of Jesus. That's it. Come on. Come on, let that potential out. Come on, let that potential out right now. That's it. Come on, let that potential come out. Come on, God, I'm going to promise in you right now. Come on, somebody in the Holy Ghost. There's a promise being birthed. There's potential being birthed in this building right now. Come on, that's it. Come on. Come on, let that potential come out. Come on, name of Jesus to pray, God. Oh, God. Touch him, God, in the Holy Ghost. Touch his mind, God. Come on, somebody raise your hands. The Holy Ghost is in the building. God, use him for your glory. God, use him for your glory. There's a potential here. There's a promise being birthed. I bind the hand of the enemy during the progress. God, come on, somebody. Somebody's getting spiritually healed. Somebody's getting set free right now. Somebody's mind's being touched right now. God is delivering somebody right now in the Holy Ghost. God, right now. God, I pray in the Holy Ghost that you're touching right now, God. Let the Holy Ghost begin to move right now. Let the gift of God begin to stir right now. Let the gift of God begin to move right now. Let the gift of God begin to move right now. Yes! Yes, yes, yes! Come on, somebody, let the gift of God begin to move. God, I pray right now in the Holy Ghost. God, there's potential. Oh, God, right now. In the midst of the process. God, in the middle of the transition, I pray, God, that you begin to speak. In the name of Jesus, begin to speak, God. In the name of Jesus, begin to speak, God. Oh, there's an anointing of the Holy Ghost that rests here, God. Let the Holy Ghost, let the potential be birthed right now. Devil, you are in Jesus' name. Right now. Shout out the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus right now, God. Shout out the Holy Ghost.
Come on, somebody, open up your mouth. Open up your eyes and let the Holy Ghost begin to take free course. In Shataboye. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of contentment. We pray, God, to loose the spirit of worship. Loose the spirit of praise right now. Yes, come on, that's it. Yes. Come on, somebody scream in this house. Somebody make some noise in this house. We're raging war on the devil. Come on, scream. Yeah, we're raging war on hell today.
Right now, Holy Ghost, we pray, God, against every principality. I bind the spirit of distraction. God, I pray that potential be burnt right now in the name of Jesus. Shout out, Mahoye. That's it, sis. Come on. There's a promise being birthed right now. There's a promise being birthed. Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Come on, somebody. There's a promise being birthed. There's a healing taking place in the house. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yesterday morning, I asked the Lord for something, and he showed me the very